Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
All right, happy Friday. Thanks for tuning in. I know you're out there with that dial just trying to get us just perfect. 550, you know, just get it right down the center, right in the alley. There we are. Now we're nice and clear
for
you.
Yeah, that'll be good. I got a question that has nothing to do with sports to ask you.
Is it about my hair? I get a lot of questions about my hair.
No, not today.
Okay.
Not today. How quickly do you feel like you need to use gift cards after you get them?
This is a sensitive area.
Okay.
I have a pile, think Ty Webb, in Caddyshack with fewer digits, fewer zeros. I've got a pile of gift cards. Every year, a couple of salespeople, very generously, here you go. I'm thinking that they pay for those. Different ones over the years. I've got, remember when I won that Rocket Mortgage Pick'em thing? From the COVID year.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah,
I beat Alex Gold by one game national contest,
mm-hmm.
And I got to pick $1,000 worth of credit to my favorite restaurant.
Yeah,
and I got about $400 left. That was 5 years ago.
Okay, so you
they're nice to take it when I go there. They sort of know me.
Right.
Oh, here he comes.
Here comes gift card guy.
Here he comes.
Yeah, because I had. We still are, as a family, in the habit of doing this. We combine a bunch of things into Father's Day. And it was largely because of my family. Like, when July would hit, my birthday is coming up here, July 1st. My mom's is very close to that. I've got a niece's birthday who's before that, and then you've got Father's Day. And when we were living in Canada in the summer, fortunate enough to be able to do that, we had part of my family didn't want to or couldn't come up there. We never wanted to like blow a Saturday coming back. You know, we're up here. We only have 2 months. We got 8 Saturdays. Right. So my family very nicely agreed to just sort of combine everything into Father's Day. So my birthday celebration with my family was Father's Day too. Mm-hmm. So I got gift. I got a couple of gift cards for a sporting goods store and one for like the, you know, Marshalls, TJ Maxx, that kind of thing. So it's socks and underwear time. So I hit that on my way here, and it comes to $54.43, and I've got $50 on the gift card. Great, I got some cash on me. Here's the rest. So I've got 57 cents in change from the first stop, right? Because I gave them $5 to cover the $4.43 that was.
You have
extra.
A gift card that has 57 cents on it?
No. It was $54.43. I had to chip in.
Okay, so the gift card is used up.
Right, the gift card's used up, and I got 57 cents change. For my socks and underwear.
Okay.
I go to the sporting goods store, pick out a single item. The other store was like, you know, three or four different things, but $54.43. I go to the sporting goods store, $50 gift card. What I bought cost $54.43.
The same amount.
The exact same amount. I got 57 cents in change. It was just a funny little coincidence to me, like a half an hour apart across town, and I just somehow spent the exact same amount more than the gift card both times.
All right.
So I was just sort of a little oddity to me. I enjoyed that.
Oh, that's the whole story.
That's the whole story.
Oh, okay.
The reason I led with how quickly do you need to use gift cards is because I just got these on Sunday, and
you'll forget about them.
It was the first time I thought I have time today. I'll do that. Because if I didn't, they'd be sitting there until next year.
Well, probably. At least.
So I got that taken care of, and I had this little oddity where it was the exact same amount more than the gift card both times at different stores.
There's a lesson there, which is use them right away or you will forget. Like it's terrible that I have this small mountain of gift cards. Like they probably half are expired.
Yeah.
Maybe. And so others are out of business. I don't know.
Right.
You should give yourself put the clock on. When you get one. 54-43 or fight. That's what they're saying about Bulldog and his gift card experience. We have Sammy P today. So I thought about prop bets. I put some... I'm so gullible. I got the DM from Evan Silva yesterday about he was listening, driving through from Establish the Run. I'm all excited. And I listen to them a lot anyway. Put the podcast on. And the first team that they talked about and they're all... Evan and two other guys are so into is the Vikings. Okay. So I spent 5 minutes today just making Vikings bets. That's all it takes. I don't know more than he does, so that's all it takes. I'm on the Vikings now. And thinking about having Sam on, I went in looking for some prop bets. It's never too early to do this. And you're a FanDuel guy, so I used FanDuel.
Thank you.
And I found four Bills individual prop bets. And I wanted to ask you to rank these by your confidence in that you would be right.
Okay.
And I can give you any context you want here. I've got the Pro Football Reference pages up, the whole thing. So it's four bets, but it's three guys. Josh Allen, James Cook, Khalil Shakir. That's all you can get. There's no Tyrell Shavers. Sorry to Sal for this, but there's no Tyrell Shavers over-under, receptions
Year. Is there an Elijah Moore?
Nobody else.
Oh, it's just those. Okay, gotcha.
No other Bills are listed.
All right.
Cook first. I'm choosing to put him first. 950.5 rushing yards. So I think what they do, and, we could ask Sam if we want. I think what they do with prop bets is... I think maybe the number would be 14 games, not 17 games. If you go to Mike Clay or somebody who does season-long projections, and they won't account for injury usually,
right?
These numbers will all be higher.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you bet it, and there might also be an out where if a guy goes out for the year or something, maybe you get a refund. I don't know. I think they sort of bring down the numbers. So... maybe it's as simple as, do I think this guy's going to play 17 games? Probably not, or else everybody would just do that.
Right.
James Cook, 950.5 rushing yards. So, last year, for all the excitement about his touchdowns and, the quote drama, this year with his contract and what's going to happen, you know, in terms of his future. For as historic as last year was for Cook, it was 1,009.
Yeah, he had 59 more yards than that.
And he missed one game. He missed two games. No, he missed one game. He did play week 18 because he came back in and set the touchdown record.
Right, right.
He missed the Jet game on the Monday night at the Jets where Davis played, and Davis was over 100 in that game. So how do you feel about Cook over under 950?
My initial thought is, and this isn't really injury related, is to go under. Right now I would say go under. I'm of the opinion that I don't think they're going to do anything contract wise. And I think if they, that could really go both ways.
I think they will.
I just sort of feel like there will be, the contract is a big part of it. So I feel like if they paid him, then they would want to really make that work and try to, like, not that they're going to chase 16 touchdowns or anything, but that they would want to make sure that he gets his workload, the workload he had last year. I don't think a contract would make them use him more. I think it's one of the reasons why I'd expect them to be reluctant to pay a big sticker on him, because I don't think they want to change his usage at all. It's effective. They've got other guys. I think they will be preparing for his eventual departure, and that could mean a little more Ray Davis. Just to sort of, let's see how this looks. Let's give Davis a little more opportunity that probably comes at the expense of Cook in some way, shape, or form. I think that would be a smart thing to do. Davis is good. He has not had James Cook's year last year yet, and he's, only had the one opportunity. So we'll see. But it would make sense to me that they would want to sort of drive Cook or drive Davis a little bit more. Like, let's get this out on the open road and see what it is. Can he be the guy really to take over for Cook if we want him to? Like, can that work for us? That, that's really predicated on not getting an extension done. This all goes out the window if they get an extension done. I think. Then the roles, I think, would probably stay the same. But if I'm right about not getting anything done contractually with him, then I would. So I'm betting on two things, really, because it's predicated on they're not going to extend him. So, you could also maybe be tempted, if you're them, to use him up.
Right.
Because of that. But I think you're going to want to be ready. Do I need to get another guy? Well, you're going to need another guy, but do I need another 1A guy? Or is Davis that in waiting? Let's see. That would make sense to me strategically. So I would, is the correct phrasing to say fade Cook?
Yes.
In that case, I think I would want to fade him just a little bit.
It's funny how I think any of those variables you could go either way with them. You said it toward the end.
Like, yep.
I think they will come up with a new contract 2 or 3 years here in the summer. I would bet on that. And then maybe I'd be more inclined to expect what you said if they don't, which is sort of not preserve him. They're not saving him for anything. Like, he's not really worth that, or even the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just in his previous role where he's playing half the snaps or less, and you're just kind of running it back. If they don't, and Cook, gives them reason to think like he'll live with that, which is why I think there'll be a contract, because I just think they're playing with fire if they don't do that. So anyway, that scenario, I think you could use him way more and plan on just sort of moving on after the season. We've had this with guys. We had this with Henry in Tennessee. Like, the argument for him is last year in Tennessee was just draft him because they're just going to use him up. And, every year they kind of act like they're using Derrick Henry up, but he doesn't maybe have a tank.
He never gets used up.
He's
right?
Never used up. So I think you could go either way with the logic on Cook. But all right, so you're under.
I'm under. Yeah. I think almost either way, I think I would want to be under anyways. Just because, we said it right at the outset. It's only 59 yards more that he had last year with this great year, and he broke a bunch of big runs last year, and that can be, I don't know how bankable that is. You know, like maybe those are just shorter runs. Like what, you know, whatever they end up being. He was so close, just barely over 1,000 as it is. And then you mix in these other factors, whichever way you want to lean on various factors. I think the safer play would be under.
Okay. Year before, he had 30 more carries for 113 more yards and 14 fewer rushing touchdowns in 2023. That's with Latavius Murray and even Damien Harris on the team, 23. All right, so under 950.5. How about Shakir? His receiving prop is 775.5. He's had a couple years in a row that are very similar, somewhat like Cook. It went up last year. That's not exactly right. Something I remember for saying that was similar about Shakir. But 76 for 821 and 4 last year. 10.8 yards per catch. That was down. More in a possession receiver role with some yards after the catch potential, Shakir. 821, 611 the previous year. Do you like him over or under 775.5?
I think I'm going to go over on him.
The contract? The investment?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the lack of
anybody else that really warrants threats. Being fed.
Yep. Okay.
He's reliable. I could see, look, teams and coaches say lots of stuff at this time of the year about how they're going to use different guys. But given their receiving core, it would stand to reason that Joe Brady would have spent some time, maybe a lot of time, this offseason figuring out different ways to get Shakir off. I think he's the one guy in this offense, passing game-wise, that I would expect could grow. So I think I would lean over on him.
And I don't think there's much more there. So he would be a tough one for me. He would be last, I think, if I were to rank my own list here by confidence. Maybe not. Maybe I just go under. I don't know. 821 in a year where there also wasn't downfield stuff. There also wasn't a Stephon Diggs. You know, like they ran the ball so well that they didn't need. I just don't think there's that much more there with this player. I think they would take that season they got from him last year, every year of his career, and feel okay about that extension.
Yeah, that's a $15 million a year season, I think, in the NFL today. That's perfectly acceptable. Wow. I think
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah, I know.
76 catches and 4 touchdowns.
I should have been faster.
$15 million.
I should have been faster.
Okay. Well, there's Shakir, his number 775.5. Then there are two Allen props. Passing is 37.75. What would change the equation for the Bills? So last year, 37-31. He's played every game for 6 years in a row. Last year, 37-31 is his lowest since his second year, his first full season, the rookie year. He did play almost a full season, but was injured in the middle. It was a big drop. Passing, ironically, he wins the MVP anyway. Big drop last year in passing yards. The line is very close to last year's. So if you lean on his previous, his past, then you would maybe go over. What would be different about the Bills? Is the defense worse? Couldn't it be better?
I'd be stunned if it's not better. I'm going to say stunned.
So you want, if you're Joe Burrow, right? If you're on a team where the defense is bad, your passing stats should be better for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're losing.
Right.
You need to throw. And Allen didn't have that, quote, luxury last year. Defense is better. But the defense was also good to great for the balance of his career, and the numbers are all in the 4,000s. So what do you think? 37.75, just a smidge above last year's, not career low, but lowest in 5 years by a lot. Fewest touchdowns, too.
I want to think about who they're playing. We say a lot that the schedule is pretty favorable. It's pretty easy. They've got the 4 tough games at home. But overall, the schedule is not super hard, and you might think, and this should impact Shakir to an extent too, and I said over on him, but the number's modest enough that I feel comfortable, and he did it last year. I might lean under. If they're in control of games, you know, if they're favored in every game, some of the spreads are already pretty big. If they're in control of games in the third quarter, then you're missing, you know, a third of a game worth of opportunities to do anything with him, like to have him really have to get after it, right? Push the ball down the field. There could be just a lot of, let's just sustain another drive, kick another field goal. We're good. We're up by 17 now, whatever, that kind of thing. I mean, no, it's not college football. They're going to blow everybody out, but there could be enough games that they have in hand that you don't have to be on the gas the whole time. So I think I'm talking.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Myself into under on his passing yards.
I couldn't do it. I love unders. Overs are more fun. People love players. They bet those players. They bet overs. Is this one too obvious? Maybe if it is, you end up over where you are, where like previous 4 years, he's 500 to 600 to 800 yards above that number. Then last year happens. I mean, teams are not going to start playing the Bills differently. I don't think we have that coming in the NFL where, all right, two high safeties, that worked well enough, let's go back. I think defenses found that worth it. And so go ahead and run it on us, and the Bills have been happy to do that under Joe Brady. I'd have a tough – that really seems like a pretty hard bet against Allen. Mm-hmm. 219 a game is what that was last year. 219. I mean, that's like
– it's very modest.
That's Lossman.
Yeah.
219. I'd have a tough time going – under on him, just, you know, he's the MVP, but he won the MVP with that season. And his rushing prop, the last one, is 500.5. And for him, so Allen rushing, it's the touchdowns, not the yards. It's the opposite of Jackson. 531, 524 the last 2 years, 27 combined touchdowns. I mean, if the passing stats are Lossman, the rushing stats are OJ.
Right.
For touchdowns.
Hmm.
Do they rein them in? Again, and remember, like how they do the props, I think, is you're sort of baking in
right.
a few missed games.
Yeah.
And he hasn't missed a game almost ever.
Yeah. I feel like I would want to go under there too.
Wow.
I'm not bracing for a bad year or anything. Like, I think they're going to be their normal, you know, 12, 13 win type team here. I just wonder, it's the same point about the passing yards, really. Like, how badly do we need it? And, you know, let's make sure we're as careful as we should be. I mean, as much as you got to just live with him, he's on the field. You can't really stop him. But, you know, designed runs, that kind of thing. I don't know. I could just see them coasting a bit on really leaning into him.
All right, so of the four, you're three unders and one over.
Yeah.
And your favorite bet is which one?
I think Shakir.
The Shakir over is your favorite?
Yeah.
All right.
And then Cook.
Cook under.
Then Cook under. The Allen ones I'm a little shaky on, but if I had to choose, I think I would lean under.
I like under on Cook because I just don't think he's great. And if anything changes contractually that's negative, or the one scenario where they pay him and they want to be more anything. That would be sort of my default is under, and I think I could get there because the betting line is not predicting like a big spike or anything for Cook. So I think I could get there. Sadly, there isn't Shavers or Trubisky to bet on, right, at least as far as I know. Sam Panayotovich might have people who could get us action on Elijah Moore.
I asked about Elijah Moore because it's possible he becomes like their number two pass catcher, you know, statistically, and if he were listed, the value would probably be pretty good on that because he's not even a lock to be on the field, maybe even the team.
Right. No, that's right.
So maybe that's why you don't even bother listing a guy like that.
Too risky.
Right.
Too risky.
Right.
Next up, Sam Panayotovich, Bet Sweats. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for being with us. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.